Gittin Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Kitana Sha'amra Hiskabali Giti. A Kitana that tells a Shliach to be a Shliach Kabbalah. She says, Hiskabali Giti. Eino get at Shegia get liyada. It's not a good get until the get comes into her hands. She is a Kitana and she cannot designate anybody as a Shliach. She doesn't have that power. She doesn't have Das to. The only thing she can do is receive a get, because you don't need that much Das to receive a get, like we've said. Lefikach, therefore, Imratza Bal Lachser Yachser. Until the get actually goes into her hands, the husband can always go back and change his mind. She'ein katan osa shliach, because a katan cannot make a shliach. Avalim amar lo aviha, but if her father said, save his kabbalah biti gita, if her father said to a shliach, go and be makabala get for my daughter, imratza lahachzir lo yachzir, in this case, the husband cannot retract once it goes to the shliach's hands, because the father is able to make a shliach kabbalah for his daughter. Mishnah continues, ha'omertain get zeli ishti b'makom ploni. Person says, give this get to my wife in such and such place. U'nesan alo b'makom acher, and he gives it in a different place. Puzzle. This is puzzle. Why? Because, like the Rav says, that the husband is makpid to divorce should take place in a certain place, because he doesn't want people talking about him, getting a bad name. So he wants to do it, I guess, in a more private place. And he specifically has the place designated. And his whole shlichus that he's sending this guy for is specifically to the place he tells him to go. And if he doesn't go there, it's not a shlichus, and it's puzzle. However, hare hi b'makom ploni. But if he says, hey, by the way, she's in such and such place, unesana lo b'makom acher, and it turns out that the shliach goes and he finds her in a different place, and then he gives her the get, in this case, kosher. Why? Like the Rav says, because he's just trying to give a maramakum, he's just trying to give the guy directions where she is, but not specifically ordering him to dafka give it in that place. Ha'isha sha'amra iskabali giti makom ploni. But in this case, what if the woman tells the shliach, go accept my get in such and such place, v'kiblu lo b'makom acher, and he accepts it in a different place? Puzzle. It's not a good get, because what's happening is that the shlichus is batal. He's no longer her shliach. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer says it is a good get. What's the difference? Because since a woman gets divorced against her will, it can't be that she's being makbid, that dafka as a shliach, the divorce only takes place in a certain place. I guess because Lamaisa, since a guy can divorce a bal karcha, what's the difference? He can go right to her door and do it anyway, even though it's not the place that she designated the shliach. However, the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer here. Havi li giti makom ploni. She says, bring me my get from such and such place. It almost sounds like she's designated the shliach as a shliach halacha, which the husband usually does. But she's saying like that, bring it from such and such place. Vevi lo mi makom acher. And this guy brings it from a different place. Kosher. It's still a good get when it gets into her hands. And this is according to everybody. Why is this a good get? So the first thing is that she obviously doesn't have the power to make this guy a shliach halacha. So what's going on over here? So why does this work? So the Ran says, since when the shliach receives this and he starts bringing it home to her, at that point where he receives it, since she's not misgareshes at that point, therefore, even though she said, pick it up from that place, and one would think that she would be makbid, she doesn't want to be embarrassed. Nevertheless, since she's not going to be divorced over there, we don't assume she's that makbid. So who is this guy? It can't be her shliach kabbalah, because that's not what she did. She sounds like she's making him a shliach halacha. So Reb Kiva Eger says, Luchari, you have to say that in this case, the husband also designated this guy as a shliach halacha. However, the Rambam says that a woman, even though she can't make a shliach halacha, she can make a shliach kabbalah to bring something to her. That this shliach is sort of like a quasi shliach halacha, where he's part of the process of bringing the get to her. Normally, a shliach kabbalah is like an extension of her hand. And the second that a shliach kabbalah would get a get, she's megareshes. So the pshat here is that nevertheless, it's as if she's making a condition that even though you're my shliach kabbalah, I'm only accepting you as a shliach kabbalah, and it's only complete once the actual get goes into my hands. And again, you say the same svara of the Ran, that even though she said, hava li giti mimakom ploni, since again, same thing, that it's not chal till the very end, till this shliach kabbalah puts it in her hands, she therefore is not makbid. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger says.